While dealing with the media is a regular part of the modern grandmaster's career, such was not always the case. In particular, voice recordings of the great players prior to the Second World War are very rare. While going through our archives, we came across a tape recording of a short interview with Alexander Alekhine. It is about 4 minutes long. As best we can determine, the interview was conducted for the BBC in 1938. We do not know who the interviewer was. We hope you enjoy Interview with Alexander Alekhine.
Now, Dr. Alekhine, tell me, would you say that chess players are born, or do you think a great chess player can be made by hard practice?
No, frankly, I think the ideal chess player is born. Of course, I look upon chess as an art, and just as you cannot make a great painter or a musician unless the gifts of painting or music are innate in a person, so also I believe that for anyone to become outstanding at chess, the ability must be born with the player. There is something much more in championship chess than just following the somewhat limited rules of a game. To play really good chess, you must have vision. Vision in something of the same way that a creative artist must have if he would lift his performance out of the common rut.
Well, of course, as well as vision, I expect first-class chess needs a very well-trained memory too, doesn't it?
Oh, no. That's where chess is just unlike bridge. One does not require an outstanding memory. Look forward all the time is the thing to do.
Sounds to me like the perfect game for optimists.
Yes, you may say so. I never look back on a game or a match, but try all the time to see how I may improve my play. Soon I shall have been playing little chess for 30 years. I became chess master, you know, at 16.
16? That's amazing.
Yes, I won then the Vase of the Tsar, which I still am keeping. I was allowed to bring it out. As a matter of fact, it was the only thing I was allowed to bring out of Russia in 1921 when I left it.
Hmm.
But even my 30 years' experience has not yet taught me all I should know of chess.
Well, I should have thought by now, Dr. Alekhine, that you must know all the answers, as they say.
Oh, no, believe me, a lifetime is not enough in which to learn everything about chess.
Hmm.
If it were, I should soon be getting ready to stop playing altogether.
Hmm.
The technique, yes, that can be mastered. But there is always so much more to know about the actual art of the game. So, for instance, take my opponent in the last match, Dr. Irvin. He's considered as being one of the outstanding experts in the opening play. And even being that, in our last match, in one game, he got a lost position after already 5 moves. So
five
you
moves.
See, every one of us has quite a lot to learn.
Yes, yes. But do you find that playing championship chess involves a great amount of mental stress?
Mental stress, no. But there is a nervous strain, and also physically one feels some effect.
Mm.
It is very necessary to prepare oneself physically for a contest, for as you must realize, the mind and brain are then key. For myself, I prepare always for a match by leading a quiet, healthy country life, and I relax, you may laugh, by playing ping-pong. Yes, ping-pong isn't just one of my biggest hobbies.
But you've no ambitions for the world ping-pong title, have you?
Oh, not at all. I must concentrate, of course, in defending my chess title. And now soon I'm off with my wife for South America to arrange for the next World's contest to be held there.
Well, thank you very much, Dr. Alekhine, and all the best of luck.